So is the flow of consciousness unidirectional or bidirectional? Well, it is, we interact with the world in two ways. Mm-hmm. The karmendriyas and the gyanendriyas.
Okay.
So the gyanendriyas, we take in impressions from the outer world, or take in stimuli, perceptions from the outer world.
Right.
And through the karmendriya, we act in the outer world, mm-hmm. the working senses. So now both require consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So with respect to the, if you consider, the mind is like this integrator, integration point for the impressions coming from the senses.
Correct.
As the inner screen. And then the mind makes a decision, or rather at the level of the mind, the decision is conceptualized internally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, there's fire, there's water over there, I'll walk this way.
Mm.
So I perceive, there's water over there, I might slip over there. Let me walk this way. So now in this case, consciousness, there are two metaphors for consciousness itself. One we can use is like a torch. Yatha akash yatha sarvagatra yatha akash is to nityam vayu sarvatra gomaha tatha sarvani bhutani mats. No. Yatha prakashayateka krutsnam lokamimam ravi kshetram kshetritaha krishnam prakashayati bharata. Krishna says over here that just as the sun illumines the world, universe, similarly the soul illumines the body with consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So here Krishna is talking about consciousness mm-hmm. as flowing outwards from the soul
correct.
Towards the body and activating the body.
Correct.
Now Krishna also talks about consciousness flowing inwards in 2.70, well known as that apuryamana vachala pratishtam samudra mapah pravishanti advad tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sa shanti mapnoti na kama kama. He says that just as rivers flow into an ocean
mm-hmm.
but the ocean doesn't get disturbed, similarly desires flow into the consciousness of a self-realized person
mm-hmm.
but that person is not disturbed. So here Krishna is talking about the inward flow.
So
we could say that there is certainly the flow of sensory perceptions
mm-hmm.
but how can sensory perceptions take place unless there is some agency which is going outwards and coming back inwards? So, for example, now say there is some noise going on in another room, in the kitchen. Some vessels are being operated, used, moved around. Now, if my consciousness, at least in some fragmental way, is not going in that direction,
mm.
I won't perceive it also.
Okay.
So, in that sense, consciousness has to go outwards to take in impressions and come back.
Mm.
So consciousness sometimes compared to a stream of light,
mm.
but normally stream of light only goes one way.
Yes.
Light goes from, say, the torch to the object.
Yes.
But consciousness is not just like a stream. Consciousness is not like a stream of light alone.
Yeah. Mm.
It could be, say, it's like a stream of light, but then it is also like bidirectional, where the information is gathered and that's brought back to the soul. So now, with respect to both,
mm-hmm.
there can be intentional and unintentional. I mean, say I want to talk with you, but suddenly I think of this, I think of that.
Mm.
So my consciousness goes in that direction.
Mm.
Similar, or for that matter, say we are walking on the road and we want to drive on the road, but then we see some movie hoarding or some sense object, and the consciousness goes over there.
Mm.
So then, means those impressions also come in.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, for us, the focus of consciousness means that we direct it in the direction that we don't want it to,
mm.
and we take in only the impressions that we want it to take in.
Right.
That's how we become spiritualized.
So basically creating a filter.
Yes. Yeah, I could say a filter as well as a focus.